you laughing at? You haven't started yet. What?
You know, I'm laughing.
Lying in the Arms of Mary, the Sutherland Brothers. I'm going to ignore you for a minute because you're laughing.
Sorry.
And you've got a name on your thing. This is like a rehabilitation. Julie Pease is here. She's going to be talking about the Actress's Attic sale in aid of the Hepatitis C Trust. But before that, you were saying about, we were talking tonight about ridiculous punishments that you've had when you're growing. Now, tell me about what they made you do at your school. Again, this is a form of child abuse.
Yeah, and do you know, I still haven't forgotten it. I was about six or seven, and I hated meat. And so I used to hide all these horrible bits of meat in my apron. You all had to wear a pinny for lunch. But the dinner lady found this horrible rotting matter in my pinny pocket. And she stood over me and she forced me. She made me stay when everybody else had gone back to class and eat it. And then the pudding, which was by then cold, congealed chocolate sponge and custard. And, you know, I was sick all afternoon, and to this day, I can't eat chocolate sponge and custard or meat.
I can't eat custard. I can eat meat, I can't eat custard. And the reason is we used to get force-fed custard, and I used to go up to them in the end. We'd have to have every course.
Yes, same, absolutely.
You know, whether you were hungry or have to, I mean, you go into a restaurant now, you'd never be forced to have it. So whether you're hungry... And so you'd go up and you'd say, I'll have the cake, whatever it is, the rubbish you get, but I don't want the custard. Or if you have to, tiny bit. So then you go through this artistic thing of just spreading it around the rim and thinking that's going to get it. But it never seemed to work.
No.
Did you get punished? So the punishment was you force-fed?
Yeah, and force-fed. And then I was really, really sick.
Have you got kids now?
I've got a daughter who's 24, but it was the trauma. It was the trauma, I remember, of just her standing over me and the kind of feeling of menace, and that I just had to eat it.
When your daughter was at school, I mean, they're not at a short term, they're not treated the same now.
No, not at all. It's back in the arc. I mean, it really would be tantamount.
She says, pointing at me. No. Lovely. Lovely to meet you. Thanks for coming in. Sorry we haven't got more time.
It's tantamount to child abuse.
It is, though,
isn't
it?
Earlier. Yeah.
Thank you for coming. We're going to make you discuss sewing and knitting and crochet before we get to your bit.
Okay.
But it also will give listeners a chance to get pens out, because there are some details about the Actress's Attic sale, which is on this Sunday. So get your pen ready, because I hate your missing details. But before we do all that, you can take notes for Hattie in a minute, actually, because she's going to talk about a new initiative to teach kids how to sew, knit and crochet.
Ooh.
How far we've come from force feeding, haven't we?
An enlightened man you are.
I don't know. Not my idea. But anyway, go on. I used to knit, though.
Did you?
Yes, I used to knit when I was ill.
Boys did used to, though.
You see, I told you were enlightened.
Yeah, enlightened. It was something that got you through the days before, because it was before television was any good during the day.
Yeah.
There was no Des and Mel.
Not because you were knitting your own socks or anything like that.
Oh, no, it was rubbish. I was knitting nothing.
Were you part of a group? Did many of your friends do it?
I had no friends. But no, it was if I was ill off school.
Maybe that's why you were...
Maybe because you were knitting.
No.
It was if I was ill. It was because I was ill. And there was no television. It was not like desert. It was all programmes for schools and colleges or transmitter information.
Did your mum teach you then?
Yes.
Have you got any sisters?
Two.
Ah.
I think that's great, actually.
Because my boyfriend could knit, and his mum taught him, and I thought it was just because she didn't have daughters, and it was like making up for that.
My mum had no excuse. You've never learnt to knit?
No, I've never managed. Do you, Hattie?
I'm not brilliant at it, but I can. I mean, you know, for those... Because I'm not normally here on a Wednesday, haberdashery. I'm all over the place at the moment. For those who don't know, haberdashery... Hattie is about, you know, if I can do it, you can do it.
By the way, I have to play you that Hattie's theme, you know, while she gets very upset. She's a bit of a celebrity. Have you got my theme? Have you got my theme tune? She says. So it's normally on a Friday night, and you know why it's normally on a Friday night? Because it's normally women cover for me on a Friday night. I mean, I'm enlightened, but it doesn't seem anybody else is. But tonight, we've got it on a Wednesday night. Hattie's Haberdashery. We're going to talk to Julie Peasgood in a minute. But tell me about this idea to sew, knit and crochet for children.
So, yes, I found out through my haberdashery circle of friends. They said, you've got to check out this new club called Stitch. It's just called Stitch. So I thought, right, I'll go. And I got in contact with the lovely Alison McNicol, who runs it. And I just was a great coincidence that the first night was this afternoon. Hence my name badge, and because it's for children, this club, and it's for 8 to 10s, but it's actually just for girls. And yes, the one tonight was in Chiswick, but she's hoping to expand it all over London, and I'll give you the website at the end and you can check where your local club is, etc. But you know, she wasn't letting me sit back and watch. I had to sit in with the kids, and well, I've got in front of me what I made, which I'm going to show to Simon, which I didn't get to finish.
You haven't finished it?
I was the not so good student. I might have been the oldest student there, but yeah, well, it's like a sewing wallet, they call it. So when it's finished, it'll be what you keep all your scissors and things in, I think.
Great colours.
Yeah.
Pink and blue. And
it's really good because, you know, each class you make something new, obviously, and whether it's sewing or whether it's knitting or making cards or even making bags or customising clothes, you know, all these materials are great materials, and she's got a table of all the little trinkets, the buttons and ribbons and stuff, and it's like a sweetie stall, and the girls love that bit, you know, they're like, oh, I want this, you know, ribbon and all like that.
Other than the colour, that would make quite a good little shaving kit, wouldn't it? I could put my shaver in there.
It does look a bit
scissors,
like that.
A bit shaving, I mean, everything would go in there. It's nice, so you've done that. Let's have a look. You've done that pretty well.
Well, all the other kids had denim ones, but right. I was a little bit late.
No, it's tasteful.
And I had to have pink. So my mate next to me, who was Amy, my new friend who's eight, she was like, oh, that's not a very nice colour. I was like, well, I'm sorry, but all the denim are gone.
Not bad stitching on. Have a look, Julie.
I like that. I like stitching. It's a nice piece of felt, that.
It's not brilliant.
It's not quite straight, Hattie.
No. I was doing, like back at school, a little bit too much talking.
Yeah.
And I was chatting away to my new friend, Amy, who at one point she went, oh, like that, and I thought she'd, you know, stuck the pin in her finger, and I went, what's the matter? And she went, oh, I just noticed my favourite freckle on my finger is fading. It just cracked me up. I was like, oh my, I love these kids. Anyway, but it is for kids, 8 to teens, and, you know, Alison was saying she did her research, and there is nothing really like this in London, you know, that covers basic stitch, sewing machine. The next class is coming up. They'll be doing like mini sewing machines. And yeah, I mean, it's £10, which might sound a lot, £10 a session, but that does cover all your materials and stuff. And your kids have been safely, warmly looked after for an hour and a half.
Cheaper than a babysitter.
Well, exactly. That's what I was thinking. So, you do have to book up in advance, but she was saying to me tonight there is some spaces left. I mean, the first one was tonight for the Chiswick Hall one, and then there's another Chiswick Hall one, Chiswick Town Hall next Wednesday. But all this is on the website, which is stitchclub.co.uk. Very simple.
And are you going to keep in touch with Amy?
Well, do you know what? I was waving when she walked out. I was going bye bye, and she was ignoring me. Then
Amy sounds uber cool.
You know, once her mum picked her up, whoever it was, she didn't want to know me. I was like, oh, that's it, it's over.
Just give us a website again for us.
It's Stitch, all the W's. Stitchclub.co.uk, and there is a number on there as well. You can call Alison, and but I think it's really important because, you know, as Alison was saying on the website and tonight, you know, not everybody's got a gran or a mum that's got the old-fashioned skills and stuff, and you know, or maybe a nan that doesn't live nearby and stuff. So it's learning old-fashioned skills. And I was talking to my new mates, Amy and Eloise, I think was the other one, and I was asking
how old is she? 7 and a half.
Yeah. And one was saying she'd done a bit of knitting at school, but the other was saying they don't do anything at school like that, not even at brownies.
Quite like this for our age or my age.
Well, I really enjoyed it because, you know, it was really back to basics. It was great. I was one of the slowest. It was terrible. I need to go again. So. Yes.
Very good. Well, thank you. We'll give the email address, the website address at the end.
We'll do it again, yes.
But now, where do we start with Julie Peasgood? Brookside, Emmerdale. In fact, this time last night, we had Brian Murray in.
No.
Trevor Jordash.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I know you're all actors and actresses, but I was scared of the thought of it.
I know.
Under the patio. You could never get it out of your head.
Never, but ever.
The reason why you're in, amongst other things, is that it's the Actress's Attic Sale. It's every year, raising money for the Hepatitis C Trust. And it's your idea, your brainchild, because you're a hoarder, self-confessed hoarder.
I am indeed, Simon. I mean, we do a different charity each time. Last time we did the Royal Marsden, and this time it's the Hep C Trust. But yeah, it started off, my husband Patrick suggested, because I got so much junk and clutter, he said you could actually fill a church hall and sell this lot. And then he
it's
said
not really the wives that say this.
He said, why don't you? So I thought, I've got my best mate Bridget, and I thought we'd just take over a church hall and do it. And then it seemed a bit ostentatious to do it just the two of us. So I thought, why don't I get a group of mates and rent the hall, charge them something for their stand, you know, to make that pay, and what they make they keep, and then to take all the money on the door and everything for charity. And it's just grown since there, really.
And you've got Isla Blair from House of Cards. I used to love that. Who else?
Absolutely.
You got?
Isla Blair's from House of Cards. Jan Ravens from Dead Ringers.
Yes.
We've got Sharon Deuce from Clocking Off and DL and Pascoe. Jenny Trent Hughes, who's just come from Big Brother. Mona Hammond, who was in EastEnders. Leslie Nicol, who plays Auntie in the Tetley Tea adverts. She's working, but her... her fella, Darbuth, is going to be Santa Claus, which I think is very noble.
It is. He's a fantastic name as well.
Yeah, I know. It's great. Because this year, being Christmas, we're just going to have a bit of fun and people are going to put a bit of tinsel in their hair and all of that. And I thought it'd be nice to have a Santa.
And what kind of... there's the stuff that you hoard. I mean, for most people, I suppose, it's things like old magazines in the roof and old bits of cutlery and crockery that set you... What do you have up there? And every year you have enough.
That's the astonishing thing, Simon. That's really quite frightening. It's quite sad that each year I've always got enough junk. I just keep searching through. I mean, it's everybody sells, you know, there's bric-a-brac, there's good antiques, there's masses of clothes, designer clothes as well as vintage clothes, there's glass, there's furniture, collectibles of sort of all kinds, not just theatrical stuff. But what's a bit disconcerting is that because most actresses aren't dealers, they sell really cheaply. I mean, Isla Blair was selling her mum's strings of pearls. Her mum must have had thousands of pearls for a quid a string.
Really?
And I said, Isla, you know, you could be getting a lot more, but she just wanted, most people just want to get rid. So the bargains to be had are phenomenal, really.
Just fantastic. Yeah. And presumably, I mean, this, as we say, is this Sunday, and it starts at 11 and it finishes at 4. But I mean, if you get there at 3:30, you're a bit stuffed, I would imagine.
No, I'm very strict about that. I think that you must keep to the sort of when you say it's open.
I just mean it may all be sold out.
Oh, it may. Yes, indeed.
I mean. And all the good. I mean, Isla's string of pearls, they'll all be gone by 11.
Definitely. All the real bargains. Yeah. But then what happens, you know, and Hattie and I were talking earlier, what happens with the stuff that you have got left and you think, I am not taking it home? You really do sell ultra cheap.
I did a boot sale store once and I put a little note up saying, buy one, get one free. I was doing all these things, anything, so let's get rid of them.
Absolutely.
Don't want to take them home.
Yeah, that's the main thing. You just think, unless you're a proper dealer, you know, you just don't want to take it home. We've got a few proper dealers, Julia Foster and things that have got proper sort of shops and stalls, but most people are just doing it for the fun to get rid of stuff.
And here's the question, and I want an honest answer from you about this. I mean, do you and your others that have got your stalls there buy off other people and then take half of the same stuff home, just different stuff? I bet you do it, yes.
You know what the answer is, don't
Poor
you?
Old Patrick.
Yes.
Poor old Patrick is all I can say. Well, that's fascinating. If we want to find out more, presumably there isn't really, and we just got to remember and write this stuff down immediately, do we?
Yeah, if that's okay.
Of course it is. It's raising money this year for the Hepatitis C Trust. It's on the Old Sorting Office Arts Centre, which is by Barnes Pond.
Yep, that's right.
Which is in Barnes, is it?
It is. Yeah, that's right. It's very near the pond. There's a pizzeria. Am I allowed to say the name?
What is it called?
Ask.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Ask Pizzeria, and it's just behind it. And Trini and Susanna might even be there.
Oh.
I organised a sale with two friends, Sarah Shaw and Victoria Little. And Sarah's husband, Neil, is very big in the charity. And so are Trini and Susanna, very big supporters. So they might even be seen, you never know, trying to find some cast-offs for themselves.
Well, I mean, you know, they get a lot of criticism about the club. I don't know why. People say, why are you telling us you're not dressed that well yourself? I don't know. Anyway, it's this Sunday the 13th. The Old Sorting Office Arts Centre by Barnes Pond starts at 11 o'clock. The entrance is only a quid. And if you want to, I mean, most people have got space in their attics for some more stuff.
Go
and get some. Go and get. And you meet some
it's
people.
It's too good
there as
for
well.
Your attic.
Too good for put it on the mantelpiece. Don't disappear, because I'm sure there'll be bits and bobs coming. We can go at 11:30. You can say 4 minutes?
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
We've got some emails and texts coming in. And then, Hattie, remind me, you've got to give your details out again as well.
Will do.
D in Crystal Palace on the text says, at primary school, this is about punishments, we had to lie on our backs, legs straight and raised legs in the air, 1 inch from the floor for about 5 minutes. It hurts a lot. Can you imagine that?
That's like an army, that.
I bet she's got a really flat stomach now, though.
You should be celebrating, Dee. Celebrating.
Thanking your teachers.
We were asking because Richard said that he got in trouble for doing, I won't say what it was again, but doing something to his teacher. And I said, and it was because he had his surname taken the mick out of. I said, we don't know what you're saying. And he said, but it's not that bad, it's Hope. It's a lovely surname, actually.
Yeah.
A good surname to have. In fact, in my life, I've known a faith, a hope, and a charity.
Have you?
Yes.
Really?
Charity was at my college, London College of Printing. Faith, hope was at university in Birmingham. And faith, now I did know, I think she worked here for a time. I don't know any of them anymore. But you'd have to have a party with them all there, wouldn't you? This is Faith. Anyway, Emily says, I'm listening on a train. I'm well addicted to us, I hope. Home soon.
Lots of train.
So put my light on, please. Yeah, we've got a bank of lights in here. I'm sure you haven't, you've noticed it. Every listener's name, light shining. We know when they're listening or not. And they love it. It's good to know, you see, because if we start getting boring, it starts getting very dark in here and we know we've got a chain. Matt, do you cycle around London, Julie?
No, I don't. Patrick does, but
Patrick
I
does.
Don't. Yeah, I walk.
You always, but did you cycle?
Not so much now. I've moved to a hillier area of London, but I was. Yeah, now it's just gathering cobwebs in the garden, I'm afraid. I'm really ashamed.
Because Matt says, I would love to get a bike and cycle around on it, but it seems so pricey. The bikes cost a fortune, the lights are not cheap, and then you have to get the helmets as well. Moan over. Also, we're talking about people use. Have you ever done a search for your old friends on the. On the end,
I haven't. No, I haven't. But I have been to that cycling museum you talked about in Cornwall, and it's brilliant.
Is it good?
Really good. You don't think it's going to be from outside because it looks quite modest. It's a treasure trove. It's not just cycles; it's old toys as well. But it's really beautifully put together. Oh. Recommend
Isn't
anybody.
Isn't it funny
to
when you're at school, you don't really like history, and they never teach you how to like history, and suddenly you hit 30 or whatever.
Yeah.
Have you hit 30?
No.
No, what are you
not
saying?
Yet,
I didn't know you were.
I'm agreeing with you.
Well, you'll understand.
I'm appreciating
when
history more now. I'm appreciating
suddenly,
that bit.
But you suddenly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I love museums. Yeah. Anyway, he also says, I typed my half-brother's name, this is from Matt, into a search engine. I heard that he was into writing short novels, but I didn't expect to see the sort of stories he was writing. I think you can guess what stories he's writing. Anyway, I don't have a problem with this, as we're not very close and he can do what he likes, but I just wonder what his wife would do if she found out she's very strict Catholic. Says Matt. Should we tell her? No, let's not. Keep the text coming through. 07786 200 9. A quick one from Lynn, who says, greetings from Lowell. Is that how you say it? Massachusetts, USA? Do you know?
Oh,
America?
No.
You know what I mean? I love listening to BBC Wow. London. I was born in Edgware, now living in America. The worst punishment in school was sitting in the corner with a dunce cap on. I didn't realise that actually happened.
Yeah, it did.
No!
That actually happened in this country.
I mean, it didn't happen to me, but yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah.
Well, our punishment at school was to sing alone.
No.
Yeah, to sing. And I'm tone deaf. It was really awful.
I wouldn't have thought you would be tone
deaf.
Yes,
I know. It's
Are you tone deaf?
I am. Well, not totally tone deaf, but I have no confidence in singing. So that was torture.
Goodness me.
It wasn't a good
strange
school.
Punishment.
I'm disappointed because I thought you could sing.
No, sorry.
Because that's how we normally end
I
them
can
off.
Dance.
You can dance.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'll sing. I can't dance.
You're like me, I can't sing either.
Text coming in, 07786 200 949. You can email sl@bbc.co.uk. I've thoroughly enjoyed this half hour. Give your details out once more.
The Actress's Attic Sale this Sunday, Barnes Pond, behind Ask Pizzeria. The old sorting office starts at 11, runs till 4. The all-singing, all-dancing, antique and bric-a-brac sale. Please come. Support charity and you'll have a laugh as well. Mulled wine and mince pies.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, if you can't find Julie, she'll be getting a free pizza in Ask. and your website, Hattie, for the...
Yes, for the Kids Stitch Club, Craft Club. It's stitchclub.co.uk.
Fantastic. It's Simon Letterman. It's a Wednesday night in London, 11:30. Let's get the headlines from Lisa Gilmore.
On 94.9 FM, BBC London.
Nearly 60 people are reported to have been killed and more than 100 injured in a series of explosions in the Jordanian capital, Amman. Local officials say the blasts appear to have been suicide bomb attacks on 3 hotels and a nightclub. The Prime Minister is insisting his authority hasn't been affected by his first defeat in a vote in the House of Commons. 49 Labour backbenchers, 13 who were from London, rebelled and refused to support Tony Blair's proposal to allow the police to hold terrorist suspects for up to 90 days. Calls for more money to ensure London's fire service is better equipped to respond to a terror attack have been discussed by the London Assembly. Fire Commissioner Ken Knight is demanding 6 more specialist fire rescue units and 168 extra officers. A serial rapist who attacked an 18-year-old girl after luring her to his flat in Hackney has been jailed for 10 years. Leszek Kordoninski, who is 51 years old, was described in court as a high-risk predator. He was found guilty of rape, false imprisonment and assault, but cleared of kidnap. And a £33 million project to provide the poorest families in London with extra cash for childcare has been announced by the mayor. Ken Livingstone is promising that 3,255 nursery places will be subsidised to help parents who want to work. That's a summary. There'll be a full update at midnight.
You're listening to London's radio station.
My wife Wendy's indoors with other mums from the school that she don't know very well. And it's one of these days when she's sitting indoors with them and out of courtesy just has the radio on, hoping that I'll be doing something nice and benign and sensible today. And there'll be a lull in the conversation. They say, so, well, I've never caught your Danny's show. It's, I know he's won the awards and that. What does he do? And in the background, I'll be going...
Is that in there?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Danny Baker, weekday afternoons from 3.
On BBC London 94.9.
I'm just reading something for a minute, but I will tell you that Danny Baker, of course, every afternoon, 3 till 5, and his guest tomorrow afternoon is Chris Squire, bass player and founder member of Yes. Can Julie hear this still? Julie, can you hear this still? Julie? Julie, can you hear this? Is she listening? Julie? Julie, she's not listening, because I've got a text about Julie. Julie, Julie Peasgood, can you listen? I've got a text here about you.